Gone by Michael Grant. Chapter 1. The teacher was talking about the Civil War, and the next minute he was gone. There, gone. No proof, no flash of light, no explosion. Sam Temple was sitting in third period history class, staring blankly at the blackboard, but far away in his head. In his head, he was down at the beach, he and Quinn down at the beach with their boards, yelling, bracing for that first plunge into the cold Pacific water. For a moment, he thought he had imagined it. The teacher disappeared for a moment. He thought he'd slip into a daydream. Sam turned to Mary Terrafino, who sat just to his left. You saw that, right? Mary was staring hard at the place where the teacher had been. Where's Mr. Trentley? It was Quinn Gaither, Sam's best, maybe only friend. Quinn sat right behind Sam. The two of them favored window seats because sometimes, if you caught just the right angle, you could see a tiny sliver of the beach through the school buildings and the homes beyond. He must have left, Mary said, not sounding like she believed it. Alito, a new kid Sam found potentially interesting, said, no man, poof. He did a thing with his fingers. That was a pretty good illusion of the concept. Kids were staring at one another, craning their necks this way and that, giggling nervously. No one was scared. No one was crying. The whole thing seemed kind of funny. Mr. Trentley, poof, said Quinn, with a suppressed giggle in his voice. Hey, someone said, where's Josh? Hans turned to look. Was he here today? Yes, he was here. He was right next to me. Sam recognized the voice. Betty, bouncing Betty. He was just, you know, disappeared, Betty said. Just like Mr. Trentley. The door of the hallway opened, every eye locked on it. Mr. Trentley was going to step in. He was Josh and explained how he did this magic trick. And then get back to talking in his excited, strange voice about the Civil War nobody cared about. But it wasn't Mr. Trentley. It was Astrid Ellison, known as Astrid the Genius, because she was, well, she was a genius. Astrid was in all AP classes the school had. In some subjects, she was taking online courses of the university. Astrid had shoulder-length blonde hair and liked to wear starched white short-sleeved blouses that never failed to catch Sam's eye. Astrid was out of his league. Sam knew that, but there was no law against thinking about her. Where's your teacher? Astrid said. There was a collective shrug. He poofed, Quinn said. Like, maybe it was funny. Isn't he in the hallway? Mary said. Astrid shook her head. Something weird is happening. My math study group, there were just three of us, plus the teacher, and they all just disappeared. What? Sam said. Astrid looked right at him. He couldn't look away like he normally would because her gaze wasn't challenging, skeptical like it usually was. It was scared. Her normally sharp, concerning blue eyes were wide with way too much white, showing they're gone. They all just disappeared. What about your teacher? Alito said. Gone, too, Astrid said. Gone? Poof, and said, not feeling so much now. Starting to think maybe this wasn't a joke after all. Sam noticed the sound more than one really distant car alarm coming from town. He stood up feeling self-conscious, like it wasn't really his place to do so, and walked on stiff legs to the door. Astrid moved away so he could step past her. He could smell her shampoo as he went by. Sam looked down toward room 211, the room where Astrid's math wonks met. The next door down, 213, a kid stuck out his head. He had a half-scared, half-giddy expression, like some other buckling into a roller coaster. The other direction down at 207 were laughing too loud, freaky loud. Fifth graders across the hall, room 208, 363 suddenly burst out into the hallway and stopped dead. They stared at Sam like he might yell at them. Rio Beach School was a small town school with everyone from kindergarten to ninth grade all in one building. Elementary and middle school together. High school was an hour drive away from Sam the list. Sam walked toward Astrid's classroom. He and Quinn were right behind him. The classroom was empty. Desk chairs, the teacher's chair, all empty. Math books lay open on three of the desks, notebooks too. The computers, a row of six age Macs, all showed flickering blank screens. On the chalkboard, you could clearly see pollen. She was writing the word polynomial, said Astrid said in a church voice whisper. Yeah, I was going to guess that, Sam said dryly. I had a polynomial once, Quinn said. My doctor removed it.